Amen. We praise God. And I just thank God for what he's going to do, what he's already done. Praise God. I'm just going to say a prayer now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. I do thank you, Lord, for your mercies. And God, we just praise you, God, because you're so good. God, I thank you that you entrust me to minister the word tonight. Oh, God, I can't do anything of myself, but God, I'm fully dependent upon you, fully dependent upon the Holy Ghost to just speak through these lips of clay. Oh God, that you may be glorified, that the people may be blessed, that we may grow thereby. You get all the glory, you get all the honor, you receive all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Tonight you will find me in the book of James. James, the fourth chapter, beginning at the 13th through the 17th verses. James 4, 13 to 17. Just a little short summary. See, the Apostle James, he's telling a little short parable about men who had planned to engage in business and they were going to go away and make a big profit. But he corrects them, as you'll see when we read on. He corrects them, the fact that they left God out of their planning. So let's read James, the fourth chapter, 13 through 17. And it reads, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year." They already had made plans, and they said, we're going to go, and either today or with no later than tomorrow, we're going to go out, and we're going to engage in business, and we're going to buy and sell, and we are going to reap a harvest. We're going to get a great gain. Verse 14 says, "Whereas ye know not what ye shall be on the morrow." That's what James says. You're making plans. You don't even know if you're going to be living on tomorrow. And the next part says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away." And they were going on making these plans. So we're going to do this. We're going to do the other. We're going to make big bucks. And, you know, that's like a lot of us today. Some people make plans. So I'm going to do this. And I think I'll venture out in a different business. And I haven't even sought the Lord for anything. But I'm just going to do this. And I got an unction. And I'm going to run for it. I'm just going to do it. I got my education. And I know that I can do this. But James is saying, be careful. What is your life? You don't even know that you're going to live tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow is not even promised to any of us. My God. And it says, it is even a vapor. That's where our life is, that appeared just for a little time, and then we're gone. Verse 15 says, "For that you ought to say," this is what we ought to say, "if the Lord will, we shall live, and if we be living, we're going to do this or we're going to do that." That's what James is correcting them. He said, this is what we should say. Here's how the prayer should go. And he says, "But now you rejoice in your own boastings. All such rejoicing is evil." They're boasting about, hey, we're going to do this. We're big enough. We're bad enough. We got it together. We don't need anything else. We're going to do this. We're leaving today or tomorrow. But he's saying, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin." And that's very plain. James made it very, very plain. If I were to use a topic tonight, it is living a yielded life to God. Living a yielded life to God. Make it the most of life. It means being led by God throughout our life. If you want to get the most out of your life, include God in your plan. Life is short. Yes, it is. No matter how long you live, it's still, you know, you never want to give up life, but you want to keep on living. So why not add God to your plan? And don't be deceived into thinking you got lots of time remaining to live for Christ, to enjoy your loved ones, or to do what you know you should do, putting it off tomorrow for what you really could do today and seeking God for the direction for your life. You see, God determines our path. Yes, he does. Proverbs 16:9 says it like this: "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Oh, yes. Planning is fine. It's fine to plan. But we have to acknowledge, we got to remember to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways. He says every bit of our ways, no matter how insignificant it might be, he said to acknowledge him in all your ways. For he what? He promised to direct our path, or he promised to order our steps. That's blessed. My God, that is really blessed. You know, I'm thinking about, you might have heard me say this some years ago, I think about myself when I was only 14, about 13 or 14 years old, but I was very mature for my age. And I used to go to church with my grandmother. There weren't very many people in the church. And in fact, I didn't see any young people in the church. And so therefore, I thought that being saved was for elderly people. And I truly had it in my heart. This is what I said I'm going to do. That I am not going to give my heart to the Lord until I'm about 75 or 80 years old, and then I will give my life to God. And see, I didn't see young people in the church. In fact, my grandmother used to receive compliments about us. It was like four of us, and my two brothers and my sister and myself, and they would say, oh, you're children, your grandchildren are the best behaved children in the church. Well, I guess we were. I didn't see any young people in the church. That was kind of funny to me. But nevertheless, I really meant it. I had it in my mind that, nope, I am not going to give my heart to the Lord. I got a life to live. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I will tell you like this, just to sum it up. But God. Hallelujah. But God. And that's why I know my grandmother prayed for us. She prayed that God would save us and deliver us. And I want you to know that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. See, we can't go by what we see, but we need to go by what the Word of God says. And she stood on God's Word and believed God. Of course, I didn't let her know that, but it was in my heart. But see, God, he knows your heart. Oh, yes, he does. And the situation turned around to the point that I was glad to receive the Lord, and I did at the age of 14. Praise God. So God, we would want God to order our steps. See, God may have a totally different plan for our lives, which he did for mine. He certainly did. And the good thing about it is when we allow God to order our steps, we know beyond a shadow of any doubt everything will work out for our good. Say amen to that. Glory to God. I want you to know that living a yielded life or a surrendered life to God, it entails sacrifices. Oh, yeah. It will cost you something to live a yielded life to God. And when you live a yielded life, that means you're walking with God to the point that you hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to your spirit. Say, I want you to step aside. I want you to pray. I want you to get in my word and just read my word. Or he might say that I want you to pick up the phone and call this person. Encourage this mother. Encourage this sister. Encourage this brother. Speak a word of life. Or he might want you to say, I want you to take something to this person. Yielding your life to God. That means you're not your own, but because we see we're bought with a price. Hallelujah. A precious price. Jesus taught his disciples. He says, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, every single day, and then do what? And then follow me. I said it costs you something to live a yielded life to God. To deny yourself is to lay your plans to the side in a sense. Lay your ego strength down. It means to take up your cross, which is something that has to take place in your thoughts. See, when your thoughts that we think all things thoughts that are sometimes not pleasing to God. That becomes a burden. That becomes a cross to you. But it comes to your mind during the day. But we have to put those evil thoughts to death. We got to kill those thoughts. We kill them on the inner cross. Amen. Yes, because certain things will come to you. Certain things will come to you, or things that you used to do, or whatever. It will surface. Just because that you are saved and you are living a life to the Lord don't mean that you don't have eyes and ears and you can see and understand what's going on in the world. But these are the things that we have to give to God. Lay it on Him. Take that cross up and ask God for strength, and keep your eyes stayed on Jesus and follow Jesus. Say amen to that. Glory to God. See, Paul said, I die to the flesh daily. The flesh is the old man, and the old man never gives up in everything. He might think he's dead. No, he's not dead. He'll resurface. Listen, some people will say, I know I'm saved. I got deliverance from anger, and I used to do a lot of cursing or whatever, and I know that I am delivered. Well, you know, how do you know you are delivered? And I'll tell you one of the reasons you'll know that you're delivered. Because, see, a lot of times, see, the enemy will try to catch you at your weakest point or catch you off guard. Because that's why the Lord said we got to pray, watch, and pray. But let somebody cross you. Let someone rub you the wrong way. And my God, at a weak moment, you might be subject to curse. You might be subject to tell them a piece of your mind. And then you know, oh, Lord, help me. That old man is not dead. We got to keep him buried, keep that old man under our feet, and give ourselves over to the Lord and ask God, help me, Lord, to keep my mind stayed on you. It's a daily, it's a fight. It's a daily work, you know, because to be able to put the flesh under your feet or to kill that old man. See, it's a constant battle. It's a constant battle. Here's an example, another example. Spending, going out to shop. And I've been guilty of this. And I just says, Lord, you just help me. And I've got this before the Lord, and I know I can speak about myself. Spending money just because you see something, just because you love it and you like it, and the next thing you know, you are at the counter buying it. And you're pulling out a credit card, and you're charging it. But did we stop? Did you stop to ask if this is the right time to purchase this item? Is this in your will? God, is this what you have me to do? Let me tell you what, yielding your life totally to God, it's a step-by-step, day-by-day, moment-by-moment process. Amen. Amen. We always have to keep our guard up. Yes, 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 we do. Praise God. Being led by the Spirit, that's another way that you got to keep yourself yielded as a yielded life or a yielded vessel to the Lord. John 6:38 says, and this is Jesus talking. He says, I have come down from heaven not to do my will, not to do my own will, but I came to do the will of my Father, of him who sent me. And then Jesus says again in John 4:34, Jesus said unto them, he says, my meat or my food is to do the will of him that sent me. He always says, I do always the things that please my Father. Praise God. If Jesus yielded himself to the Father, and when he was royalty, although he was in the natural body, but yet he yielded himself to the Lord. Yes, he did. And he said again in John 8:29, he says, and he sent me, and he that sent me is with me. God is with me all the time. And same thing, God is with us. As he yields, as we yield to him, we're not by ourselves. We got help. Yes, we do. He says, he have not left me alone, Jesus says, for I do always, always the things that are pleasing to him. And see, the religious leaders, they try to get him in a trap. and so forth. And he eventually had to tell them that, you know, they were trying to just harass him and so forth and talking about his life. He said Jesus had to tell them, say, wait a minute, let me tell you, my father, if I wanted to, if I just prayed to my father, he is more than able that he could send more than 12 legions of angels to come to my rescue. But he's, you know, he wasn't worried about that. He kept his eyes on what God had purpose for him to do. And he kept on, because I thank God he did, because had he not gone to that cross, and had he not died for our sins, and had he not risen from the dead and ascended to the Father, where would you and I be today? My God, that's so much to give God the praise for. In Psalms 40:8, it says, I delight to do your will. Yes. He said, oh my God, I'm happy to do that. Your law is within my heart. David said, I hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Praise God. The Bible also tells us, just delight yourself in the Lord. Continue to do good. Commit your way to the Lord. Yield your way unto God. He says that he would give us the desires of our heart. Trust in the Lord, he says, and do good. Praise the Lord. And he would bring it to pass. That's God's word. That's God's promise to you and I. Say hallelujah to that. Glory to God. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as yield themselves to the Lord. Yield, another word for yield is surrender, a surrender heart. Let me tell you, God can use a surrendered vessel to him. God can use that he or she, that person, mightily when they spend time with him. And that's why it's important to steal away and spend time with the Lord. Sometimes you got to turn off your favorite TV program. Sometimes you have to come aside and hear from the Lord. You know, some people think it's because I'm busy and I'm here and I'm there and I'm doing this and I'm ministering at this church. I'm everywhere. But not necessarily so if we don't take time to seek God, get direction from him. How will we know the next step that he's ordering for us? My God, that's something to think about. Think about that. Praise God. Praise God. You know, something as simple as this, sometimes I've gotten to the place that, you know, I might want to go out to shop or just leisurely, and I just say, Lord, you know, if I don't feel him leading me, if I don't feel him leading me to go, I don't go. I stay in and I don't go, and I know God has something else that he wants me to do. I can't stress it enough. It is so important to acknowledge him, he said, in all our ways. He would direct our path. This is a growing way, saints. This is we don't get this overnight. You don't get it even in a few years. It takes time to learn how to live a yielded life to God. See, there are no ordinary days, because every day that we live is God's day. See, and then, like in that parable that James was saying to them, tomorrow is not even promised to us. And what is the life? You know, and the scripture tells us, what is man that God is even mindful of him, that God should even visit him? We're just like a vapor. We're just, in a sense, kind of like grasshoppers. I mean, like we're small, we're minute, but yet we mean so much to God, for he so loved us that he gave his best. He gave Jesus Christ. And because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you and I have a right to the tree of life, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And that's what we're getting ready to do in a few minutes. We're going to go boldly before the throne of grace. So there are no ordinary days. From God's perspective, every single day is part of his plan and purpose for our life. We don't know what tomorrow holds for us. We only can say, if it's God's will, if God be willing, I'll do this and the other. God knows the end from the beginning. He also knows all in between. I like it to think about it like this. It's kind of like, life is kind of like reading a book. Today we're on this page, and God willing, tomorrow we turn the page and we go live on in tomorrow. See, and it's, God has it so that we can never go back. We only can go forward. There's nothing we can do about yesterday, but there's everything that we can do to improve ourselves, to be more yielded to Him, to show the Lord that we love Him, as everything we can do about the future. Oh, yes, amen. So when we view our days the way God views us, they will be filled with opportunities and even possibilities. So I encourage us, and I said us, yes, let us yield our will over to God. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. He will order our steps. He will direct our path. Amen. God bless you. That's what I wanted to say to you all tonight, living a yielded life to God. Praise God. All right, so right now, what I want to do, I am going to unmute these lines, and I'm going to ask you to, after I unmute them, go ahead and mute your line. And then if you have a prayer request, and I figure this is the best way to do this, unmute your line and give your prayer request. And then when you're done giving your prayer request, then mute it back, and then the next person, however way we want to do this, but we just want to go into according to the leading of the Lord tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line. Praise God. So I've unmuted the line, and I'm asking all of you that are on the line, mute your own line. But if you have a prayer request, I want you just go ahead and speak up. Speak clearly. You can or you cannot if you don't want to give your name. But we're going to take those prayer requests before the Lord. So go ahead. If you have a prayer request, you can say so now. And as the scripture tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. He told us to let our requests be made known unto God. And we ask the Father anything in the name of Jesus, He said He would do it. So go ahead. If you have a prayer request, you can speak right now.
Mr. Bernie, can you?
Anyone have a specific prayer request?
Mr. Bernie's Mayo.
Ellen,
okay,
Bolton.
Yes. Bernie's Mayo. Okay, go ahead.
Ellen Bolden.
Ellen Bolden. Amen. Yes, I have your name.
Mm-hmm. Betty Davis.
Betty Davis. Yes. Okay.
Messiah Allen.
Messiah Allen. Yes, have that name.
Scott.
What was that?
Marquise Scott.
Okay, Marquise Scott.
Scott, yes.
Scott, okay, all right.
Malik Doyle.
Doreen Robinson.
Malik Doyle, yes. And Arlene Robinson, I heard that, okay.
Dolores Liggins.
Okay.
Gertrude Allen.
Okay.
Shirley Brown.
Okay.
The Amish family that was involved in a car accident recently.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes. Will there be another? I'm going to add one that Ms. Elizabeth Lee. Praise God.
It's
and
Ollie's
I'm also.
Children.
Who is this?
Arlene's children.
Okay. Arlene's children. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Well, anybody else want to be included? Because I'm assuming that I know that you all know the specific prayer requests that you have, each one of these, names. God knows. He knows his names, and he knows what you're going through. And God promised not to allow us to go through more than we're able to bear, and that he would make a way and escape. And he told us to let our requests be made known unto God, and that's what we're doing. Praise God. Any more before we go into prayer?
Carolyn Sawyer Gray.
Okay, say that once more.
Kamala Scott.
Kamala Scott.
And Latoya Gray.
Okay.
And Geraldine C.
Got it, Geraldine C. Okay.
Dorothy Payer.
Yes, ma'am, Dorothy Payer. And I'm going to include my grandchildren and our grandchildren on there, Dorothy, Deanna,
yes.
And Dakaya.
Yeah.
Together
praise
with God.
Yeah.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Sasha
all right.
Royal.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Sasha Royal. Okay. And then, go ahead.
Ruth Lewis and family.
Ruth Lewis. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to pray
Baby.
Also for the Marie Stanton family. Marie passed away, I believe it was today. God was good to her, but still, even if she lived to be 103 years old, but still we never want to see people go. We're going to believe God that the Lord will just uphold the Stanton family.
This is Dorothy. I want to add my nephew, Albert, who had surgery yesterday, that he'll have a speedy recovery.
Yes, and what's his name again?
Albert Ruffin.
Albert, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Martha Davis.
All right. Okay. Praise God. Amen. Just trying to be obedient, to do what the Lord said to do today, tonight. And we want to spend that time that we're going to, because this is a prayer line, and that we want to let our requests be made known unto the Lord. And I'm going to ask that all of you, we're going to agree together. You know what the spoken request or unspoken request is. And we're going to go to the Lord right now in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we give your name praise and glory and honor. And we just thank you, Lord, because you are so, so good to us, God. God, we realize today, had it not been for you, who's on our side, where would we be, God? God, we just need you tonight, God. God, you see every single one of these names, God, that we have written down here before you, Lord. God, I just submit every name before you. God, just with touch. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, we just look to you. You're the author. You're the finisher of our faith, God. God, you said that we could come boldly before the throne of grace, and that we can let our requests be made known unto God. Father, we thank you that we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And Father, I pray, I present to you, we present to you, Sister Bernice Mayo, God, and Sister Ellen Bolden, God, Miss Betty Davis, God, Messiah Allen, Father. God, you know these people. You know their heart. God, you bless them, God. Bless their family, God. Bless all that they set their hands to do, God. Make a way, God. You know the conditions, Father. Make away. We trust you, Lord. No other help we know, God. Hallelujah. We extend, God. We plead unto you, God. We petition you, Father, on behalf of these people, Father, on behalf of Marquise Scott, God. God, on behalf of Malik Doyle, God. You know all about him, God. God, you made him, God. Fix it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, that you're in control tonight. You can make us, Lord, and do what you would have us to do in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing touch Arlene Robinson and her children, that family, God. Open the doors, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, the doors that have been shut, God. Fix it, God. The things that you've been going through for a mighty, mighty long time, God. God, we thank you because we can walk in the victory, God, because we know, God, that we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us and gave himself for us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Mother Dolores Lickens. Strengthen her. Touch her body. Hallelujah. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit cause her to rest, God. We speak peace to her right now. In the name of Jesus, speak strength right now to Mother Gertrude Allen, healing for her body, healing for her mind, healing for her spirit, God. Encourage her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, remember Shirley Brown. We thank you how you blessed her to come out of the hospital, and God, you strengthening her. We declare it. We believe it. We receive it, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would meet every single need that she has. In Jesus' name, God. God, you said that we could ask anything in your name, that you would do it, Father. And Father, I also, God, I ask that you touch Deacon Douglas Brown, strengthen him, encourage his heart, God. God, just give him just lift him up, God, in the spirit. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost strengthen him, encourage his heart, God, in Jesus' name. God, I just ask, we all come together tonight on one accord, God, and we petition you on behalf of the Amish family that was killed in the accident, Father. Oh, my God. God, heal the hurt. Heal the hearts of the children. Heal the hearts of the family, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you know the things that they're yet to go through. Oh, my God. God, just comfort them, God, like no one else can, God. Holy Ghost, minister to that family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe you, Lord, for your continued blessings upon that family, God. God, Jesus, remember, God, Mother Elizabeth Lee, God, and her husband, Reverend Charles Lee, God. Strengthen, God. Continue to encourage, God. We've come this far by faith. She's come this far by faith, leaning and dependent upon you, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree, I declare, God, that when she's eating, God, that the food would settle, God, that it will settle in her stomach, that it will be for the benefit and nourishment of her body. We call it so in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch Reverend Lee's eyes, God. Touch his eyes, God. Let there be clarity in his eyes. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray for Camilla Scott, God. Latoya Gray, God. You know what the need is, God. You know what they stand in need of, God. Every one of us are standing in the need of prayer tonight, God. Remember, God, Sister Geraldine C., Brother Monroe C., strengthen, God, meet the need, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Speak, God. Speak deliverance. Speak peace, God. I ask, God, that you fill her with the joy and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps their heart and mind by Christ Jesus. And, Father, I petition you on tonight, God, on behalf of Sister Dorothy Pear, God. God, that you know what she's been through. She's been through so much, God, but yet you never leave her. You never forsake her, God, that you are with her always, even to the end of the world, God. I pray, God, even for our grandchildren, Diana and Dikaya, that they will begin to yield themselves more to you. Show yourself to them, God. They're not too young, God. Keep them covered under your blood, God. Use these young ladies for your will, oh, God, for your purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak life to Brother Albert Ruffin, God. Give him a speedy recovery, Father, in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Healing belongs to us, God. Healing belongs to him. You said, by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. God, we believe you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Sister Sasha Royal, God. She's come this far by faith, leaning and depending on you, God. We thank you for the testimonies that she will yet be able to say one day, God. Hallelujah, God. You never left her. You never forsaken her, God. Oh, God, continue to speak peace in her home. In the name of Jesus, whatever the need is, fix it, God. Meet the need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless her husband, Jerry. Strengthen him, God. Make ways. Open the doors, God. Bless Sister Ruth Lewis and her family, God. Meet every need, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Joanne, God, all that she's been through, God, but she still got joy. Renew the strength. You are a God of restoration. Hallelujah, God. Restore, God, that peace. Restore, God. Help her to have that joy of the Lord. That's going to be her strength tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Mother Marie, God, that, Lord, that you let her live 103 years, God. But God, I just ask you, Lord, God, that there's no one that can fill the void like you can. Bless the family, God. Give them strength, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. In fact, God, we ask that you will bless the bereaved families all over the world. God, all over, some we know and some we don't know, God. You know how to heal. You know how to mend up the broken heart in the name of Jesus. Father God, even all these people, God, oh my God, bless the birth of David. Strengthen her, God. Meet needs, God. Heal her body. Speak to that condition, God, in the name of Jesus. Let everybody on this line, let them be able to say, I am healed. I give God the praise. I give you the thanks, God. I thank you, Lord. We take it, Lord. We believe it. We accept it, God. We declare it in the name of Jesus. It is done because you said it is so, God. We're standing on your promise, your everlasting promises, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, we pray for our church family. We pray, God, for our officers, God, that you would give them wisdom and direction and knowledge, God. We pray for our pastor, Pastor Bolden, and all the pastors of the churches, Lord, that, God, that you would give them wisdom, give them your direction, give them holy boldness to stand and preach your word, God, your unadulterated gospel, that we stand, God, and teach, God, because we are living in the end times. We see signs of the end times, God. Help us, Lord. Help us to get ready and stay ready, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, every one of us. We need to yield ourselves to you. Help us, Lord. You didn't give me this message for nothing, that we will begin to yield our hearts and our to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We present our children to you, God, that you will cover them under your blood. Deliver them, God. And God, we speak peace in the homes where there seems to be commotion, Lord, and disruption, Father. We speak peace tonight, God. You know, Lord, there are many, many requests that are unspoken here tonight. God, you know, fix it, God. And we will continue to praise you. We'll continue to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, unmute your line. Amen. Come on, and you agree with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you right now. We feel the anointing. So, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. We thank you, Lord, for being on this line tonight. We thank you for the Dream Team prayer line, Father. We bless you, Lord, and we give your name praise Hallelujah. We give your name the glory that is due your name, Father. In hallelujah. I feel the anointing. Hallelujah, God. Right where I sit, God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. It is so tonight. We believe it. Hallelujah. We know your word works, that you help us to work your word, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. We bless you for the answer. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the answer, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, thank you for ordering our steps on tonight. We bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We say yes to your will. Everybody, just give God an eternal yes. Say yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Oh, yeah. Yes to your will, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Well, praise God. We had a blessed time tonight. We thank God for every one of you. We do appreciate your faithfulness. We appreciate your anticipation, knowing that when God has opened up an opportunity for us to receive his word, we receive that word. And I thank you for being in on the line. Continue to pray for us. Pray for Pastor and I. We love you. Pray one for another. Do something nice to bless somebody else. That's what life is about, blessing somebody else. So until next week, hallelujah, I ask you to keep on praising God. Praise him. Yes. Praise even when we hang up the line. Praise him. You know what your request was. Praise him and believe God for the answer. And I hope that one day we can have a time where I would love to hear testimonies and hear what God is doing. But in the meantime, God bless you. Have a blessed night, and God willing, we will be back on next Wednesday evening. Look to the hills, which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
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 Amen.